ITIN number for LLCs, everything entrepreneurs should know. An ITIN, Individual Taxpayer Identification Number, is a tax processing number issued by the IRS to individuals who need to file U.S. taxes but don't qualify for a Social Security number. According to the IRS, over 4.5 million ITINs are issued annually, with many going to foreign entrepreneurs starting U.S. businesses. Understanding how ITINs work with LLCs helps non-resident entrepreneurs navigate U.S. tax compliance and business operations without unnecessary delays. What is an ITIN and how does it relate to LLCs? An ITIN is a 9-digit number starting with 9 that the IRS uses to track tax filings from individuals without Social Security numbers. It applies to you as a person, not your business entity. Your LLC itself doesn't use an ITIN, it uses an EIN, Employer Identification Number, instead. Here's where it gets practical. If you're a non-US resident forming an LLC, you'll need an EIN for your company. But you might also need an ITIN number for LLC tax purposes if you have US-sourced income that flows through to you personally. When non-resident LLC owners need an ITIN. You need an ITIN if your LLC generates income that requires personal tax reporting. Single-member LLCs are pass-through entities. Income passes directly to you, the owner. If that income comes from U.S. sources, you must file a U.S. tax return, and that requires an ITIN if you don't have an SSN. Multi-member LLCs work similarly. Each member reports their share of income. Foreign members without SSNs need ITINs to file correctly. Do you need an ITIN before forming your LLC? No. You can form an LLC in any U.S. state without an ITIN. Delaware, Wyoming, and other states don't require SSNs or ITINs to file formation documents. You only need personal identification and a registered agent. After formation, you'll apply for an EIN from the IRS. That process doesn't require an ITIN either. The ITIN becomes necessary later, when you file your